Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The New Testament writers often ground their teaching in Old Testament principles. One of these Old Testament truths, which has had an enormous influence on New Testament Christianity, appears in Habakkuk 2:4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. I have not made an effort to count how many times the expression, "the just shall live by faith," appears in the New Testament, but it is an impressive number. Let me give you two examples. Probably the best-known citation of Habakkuk appears in Romans 1:16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, that is in the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, or those who are justified by faith shall live. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:38. The Galatian letter was designed to teach men the impossibility of being saved by the law of Moses. Paul wrote, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11. It needs to be understood that Paul was not denying the inspiration and authority of the Old Testament for those who lived under it. Jesus severely criticized his own people for perverting the law and for neglecting many of its precepts. He told his own disciples, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. Matthew 23:2-3. Paul knew the law had served its purpose, but it had ceased to be binding on anyone. Paul asked his readers, wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Galatians 3:19. When the law had served its purpose to bring men to Christ, it was taken out of the way and nailed to the cross. Galatians 2:14-17. But are we not quibbling over insignificant theological questions? Does it really matter whether we live by the law of Moses or by the gospel of Christ? After all, the law was just as surely from the mind of God as is the new covenant. My friends, it makes the difference between salvation and damnation. Paul had previously warned the Galatians about returning to the bondage or slavery of the law of Moses. Galatians 2:14. He warns even more vigorously in these verses, for I testify to every man who is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Galatians 5:3-4. The Greek literally reads, you are fallen away from grace. It does not take a Bible scholar to know how serious it is to return to the law of Moses. Martin Luther and many other Protestant reformers believed the expression, the just shall live by faith, was the very heart of the Reformation. Luther believed Habakkuk and the New Testament writers were teaching salvation by faith alone. If the doctrine which Luther and Calvin espoused is true, why would Paul write, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Galatians 5:7. If we are saved by grace alone, why do all the Bible writers continually emphasize obedience to our Lord? Thank you, and may God bless you.